We've all heard the story about how swans mate for life, right?
Well, it turns out that it's true, for the most part. You've probably seen that video about the lion who lunges at the guy who saved his life a few years earlier. It looks like he's going to maul him to death, but instead, he just hugs him. Or how about the story about the dog in Japan who went to the subway station every single day to meet his owner, who, it turns out, had died of a heart attack at work 9 years earlier. Have you ever stopped to think about how these iconic stories of loyalty always involve animals? Turns out that loyalty is kind of a tricky subject. It has its pros and cons, to be sure, and it's not always easy for mere humans to pull off. But you know, when we think about desirable traits, it always seems to top the list. As Cicero, the great Roman statesman, said, nothing is more noble, nothing more venerable than loyalty. It's the same today, isn't it? In our personal lives, in our professional lives, in politics, business, sports, we still value loyalty above pretty much everything else. I'm Deborah Melman Clement, and this is Cause and Effect, a Queen's Alumni Review podcast where we dive into the motivations of philanthropists and explore what they're passionate about and the impact they have on the world. In the world of fundraising, we like to talk about loyal donors. Now, this isn't some abstract ideal, okay? There's an actual definition of it. We define the loyal donor as a donor who gives regularly over a long period of time. They don't have to give a lot. They don't have to give exclusively, but if they come back over and over and over again, they're loyal donors, and they are the heart and soul of any philanthropic enterprise. I'm talking about people like Kathy Owen. If you've ever had the pleasure of talking with Kathy Owen over Zoom, one of the first things you're going to notice is the tricolor flag in the background. It's not big, it's not obtrusive, but it's there on the credenza behind her, reminding anyone who sees it of the strong feelings she has for her alma mater. Loyalty for sure, but also pride.
I mean, I have always felt very proud of my Queen's degree. I do have a master's degree from U of T, and I'm sure it's a very worthy degree too, but it's my Queen's degree of which I'm most proud.
Kathy's Queen's connection was born about 60 years ago while she was still in high school in Orillia, Ontario. She spent a weekend on campus with some family friends taking in a football game at the old Richardson Stadium.
The stadium in those days was much smaller, of course, because the student body was much smaller. When I was there, there was the entire student body, including the graduate school, was about 4,800 students. The setup was much the same as it is now, in that there's the student side and then the side for everybody else. And the student side was just jam-packed. Everybody went to the football game. And the bands, the cheerleaders, the Highland dancers were all there. And so the energy was high, and this was certainly different from my high school experience.
In that moment, Kathy knew she had found her home. And when it came time to think about university, she applied to a few, but Queen's was the only one she was really interested in.
It was my number one, and although Western and U of T offered me admission first, I hung in, and Queen's finally came through.
Kathy found a home for herself at Queen's, so it's not surprising that she would find her family here too. She met her husband, Bob, on campus, at Grant Hall, actually, at a Frosch dance in the fall of 1964, although neither of them were Frosch at the time. Kathy was starting her second year, and Bob was starting his third.
I was what was called a vig, short for vigilante, then. They're now called gales, which is a much nicer term. And so the dance was for Frosch, and I was there as a member of the initiating team. However, Bob and some of his friends dug out their Queens, their Frosch Tams, and crashed the party.
So he was crashing the party, and you were showing him the door, and then you ended up living happily ever after?
Indeed. That's just about sums it up.
Their little Grant Hall meet cute launched a relationship that's still going strong 57 years later. Well, actually, it launched
two relationships that are still going strong 57 years later. Kathy and Bob's relationship, of course, but also their relationship with Queens. Their two sons are both Queens alumni, as are their two daughters-in-law. And Kathy is holding out hope that their grandchildren will continue the tradition over the next few years as well. That relationship, by the way, has also included a volunteer commitment. The Owens have been active volunteers in the Toronto branch and centrally in University Council and the Alumni Association. They've both won the Herbert J. Hamilton Award that celebrates our top volunteer contributors. Bob won it in 2004 and Kathy in 2017. I think that makes them the first couple to win it in separate years, although a lot of couples have won it together. And you know, a lot of times there's a fine line separating volunteerism and philanthropy. So it probably won't surprise you to learn that Kathy and Bob live on both sides of that line. They've been volunteering on and off since they started their careers in 1972. And they've been giving to Queens every year without missing a beat, loyally, as we like to say, the entire time.
I think it's safe to say that Bob and I have given annually ever since we were both employed. So that would have been somewhere around the very early 70s. I think I'm safe in saying that we have not missed a year since then. Early in our careers, these donations were not large by any means. It might have been $20.
Of course, the amount really doesn't matter. It's the loyalty, that long streak of consecutive giving that's so impressive. And although they've given to Queens for 50 straight years, the Owens have managed to use those gifts to support causes that are important to them. Kathy, for instance, had a long career as a teacher and eventually a principal. So education, particularly access to education, is one of her causes.
I've seen youngsters who were more than capable of going to university, some of whom were able to go to university if they lived at home. Others who just did not have the means to attend university anywhere. And so I know what a lost opportunity that is, both for the individual, but also for society, when somebody who's that capable is denied opportunity.
When Kathy retired from the Toronto District School Board, she used the occasion to create another opportunity for a capable student.
There was a party and a fund, you know, not a huge amount of money, but a fund to buy me a gift. And I said to the organizers, please don't buy me anything. I'd like it to go to a student who is from that school who is entering Queens.
The Owens have supported their cause by giving to the University Council bursary, to another bursary set up by Kathy's class, ArtSci 67, and to a law school bursary honoring one of Bob's favorite professors. They've also given to the Queens Fund, the fund that takes care of the principal's priorities and the university's operating expenses because, as Kathy explains,
as a retired educator, I used to always say at the end of the day, the university still has to pay the electricity bill.
But you know, one of the interesting things about this whole loyal donor concept, especially to a cause like Queens, is that these loyal donors can find other causes and still support them through Queens. In 2021, while attending our virtual homecoming, Kathy found a new cause. She was watching an interview with Elizabeth Eisenhower and Janet Dancy, two of the leaders of the Canadian Cancer Trials Group, and she knew in that moment that she wanted to support their work.
Both my parents had cancer. My mother survived, my father did not. My husband is a cancer survivor, but somehow that wasn't really part of my motivation, although maybe it should have been.
Her motivation, she says, was in the nature of CCTG's work and its impact, and also in the way that the researchers talked about it. You know, sometimes when a researcher talks about their work, and I'm going to say this really, really nicely, it gets a little technical. And it's not always easy for the rest of the world to understand what they're talking about. But this time, it was different.
This one I could understand. And I think what intrigued me is that they are looking for different ways to cure the disease and different ways to treat the patient. I think we've all heard the stories of treatment in the past that may have been effective, but the treatment was almost worse than the disease. And I think they're looking for ways to change that. And so that really was what was resonating with me.
So what did it take to motivate Kathy to support the same cause for 50 straight years? Well, it started with the pride she's always felt in her degree and the close relationship that she and her family have managed to maintain with Queens over the years. But, you know, she also appreciates the opportunity to hear about the impact that her gifts have made.
Just yesterday, I got an email with a little video clip from Queens, from a student, saying thank you for the donation. Without people like me, blah, blah, she wouldn't be at Queens. And she's in her third year, I think she said in the video clip. And for a long time, I haven't seen it as much lately. We would get, after we donated annually, we would get a telephone call from a student just to say thank you for your donation. And I always find it quite exhilarating, shall I say, to hear from students at Queens.
So, pride, close family connection, great memories, and a sense of exhilaration at seeing the impact of your generosity. Are those the ingredients that add up to loyalty? I'd say that's as good as any other guess. Ultimately, though, I think that loyalty is a value. And like every other value, it's one we have to choose for ourselves.
I certainly grew up in a home where it was valued. And I still think that it is an important quality and one that I think is not so common anymore. You know, I would like to think of myself as a loyal friend, for example. And so maybe I'm a loyal friend of Queens.
A loyal friend of Queens. May not be swans mating for life, but for Kathy Owen and her family, it's been a commitment that is every bit as impressive. You know, I have a lot of people to thank for putting this little podcast together, starting with our executive producers, Karen Bertrand and Scott Anderson. I also want to thank some of my advancement colleagues, Sarah Franca, Natalie Shearer, Alex Bechera, Callum Linden, Yeshi Dolma, Grace Morton, and Wendy Treverton. And of course, I want to thank Kathy Owen for sharing her story with us so generously. If you're up for sharing the story of your cause, boy, do we ever want to hear from you. You can find me through your relationship manager if you have one, or you can look for me on the advancement staff directory at queensu.ca. I'm Deborah Melman Clement, and this was Cause and Effect. If you want more, you can subscribe on Spotify, Apple, Google, or Amazon.